The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back to the Click and Go Travel Podcast. This week we are chatting all about Cancun in Mexico, with the exciting news that Aer Lingus are launching a brand new direct route from Dublin to Cancun starting on the 6th of January 2026. In studio with Paul and I, we have Mairead and Linda. Hi, Mairead. Hi, Linda. Hi, Paul. You're all very welcome.
Hi, guys.
Jill.
Hi.
Hi, Jill.
Great. So just with us chatting about Cancun, tell us a little bit about your background, Mairead, in terms of having worked there previously.
My love of travel brought me to Cancun as a holiday rep many moons ago, and I lived to tell the tale. It was my first experience of picture postcard, you know, white sandy beaches and that turquoise water. It's just breathtaking. So over the years when I lived abroad, I lived and worked in Cancun on two separate occasions and have gone back a couple of times on holiday to catch up with friends that are still there today.
Wow. Mm. So you know the place really well.
Yeah, I love it.
And what about you, Linda? How many times have you been to Cancun?
Yeah, I've been three times in total. So I've been in 2016 with work, and then I went back in 18 for my own holiday, and then in 2019 I went back again for work purposes. But when I was there the last time, we got to see a huge amount of hotels.
Nice.
Throughout from Cancun down as far as Tulum, so I'd have a lot of good knowledge.
So you'll be sharing all of that with us.
I will.
Great. And Paul, have you been to Cancun?
I haven't been to Cancun, but I was in Playa del Carmen and Tulum, both of which are very close by. So I'm really interested to hear from the guys all about Cancun, because as Mairead says, the images are just stunning. Like, it's great that Aer Lingus now have a brand new route for 2026. It had been kind of rumored to be there for a little while, and it's the perfect time of the year to go because it's the winter time. So straight after Christmas, right through to the end of April, they're flying, what is it, three times a week, Jo?
Three times a week, yep, on a Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, which is great.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
To have that direct, you know, to the Caribbean from Dublin is just fantastic.
And I guess that's
great
it. Like, it is direct to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And the good thing about it is as well, you don't need, there's no visa requirements.
Wow.
So you just need your passport, just needs to be valid for 6 months after you travel. So you just hop on the plane and go.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool.
Very nice.
And what is the flight time from, would you say, from Dublin to Cancun?
It's just under 11 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So same as LA. Yeah. So people are used to the LA flight or the San Fran flight. Yeah.
You get the seat back entertainment. You know, it's a nighttime flight on the way home,
which is great.
And you're exhausted after the fun.
Yeah.
Aer Lingus are using their A330, which is what they use for all of their transatlantic, or most of their transatlantic services. So that's the wide-bodied aircraft. And it has the business class offering up front. So if somebody really wanted to spoil themselves, they can book. And we could book business class for them
The business class fares are quite reasonable at the moment. So,
Now's the time to book. That would be nice. 11 hours. You're just recently back from the Caribbean, recently back from Barbados.
Yeah. And we
in business.
Oh, we got to fly business and it was just amazing. It was
That might be a nice option for us to actually suggest to some of our customers.
Especially for honeymooners.
I was just going to say, if you're still undecided about what to do for your honeymoon, this is it. Hand it to you on a plate and then absolutely treat yourself to business class flights.
It's very much an adults, couples. I know there's some family market there, but primarily I think it's more an adult couple single.
I mean, they'll cater for the family market, absolutely. You know, their main tourist market is the Canadians and the Americans. It's a much shorter flight down for them.
Yeah.
So the facilities are there, and the hotel chains that are represented over there, will absolutely offer for.
There's great kids clubs in the hotels as well that run from morning right through till nighttime.
Yeah. Okay.
And really safe kids clubs and loads to do for the kids.
Mm. Okay.
Good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
because in my head, I guess I was thinking very much what you're saying, Mairead, the honeymoon market, the adult, the couples market, like turquoise, blue seas, you know, gorgeous sunshine, year-round sunshine, and getting your feet
it's
in the Caribbean.
It's the best of both worlds. You know, it just depends on whether you want to bring the kids on an 11-hour flight.
That's a consideration.
Yeah.
You could put them in economy and you could sit in business.
Yeah.
Easily, no kids.
Yeah. Great. And before we get into the hotels, what about kind of transport from the airport? What would be your recommendation, Linda?
Yeah, at the couple of times that I've been there, we've always had transfers organised before we get to the hotels. And I think that's the best way to do it, because when you arrive in, go through immigration, get your bags and go out into the arrivals area, it's a bit manic.
Okay.
So you've got people trying to sell your transfers and coming up to you and kind of in your face and things like that. So I think it's so much better just to have somebody holding up a sign with your name on it and you're gone.
Yeah,
and click and go
100%.
Do that. We can do that. We can pre-book all of the transfers for customers.
Yeah. It can be a bit daunting when you come through. You know, it is a Spanish-speaking destination and you are bombarded. There's a lot of DMCs in that arrivals hall, and like that, they're trying to sell you excursions, transfers. They're even trying to sell you hotels. So just that peace of mind, knowing that you have it booked, you are looking for somebody in particular that has your name and they're transferring you to the hotel. You don't have to worry about looking for a taxi or wondering, are you getting a good price?
Yeah.
Good. And only 20, 30 minutes probably from the airport the hotel zone area?
Yeah, the hotel zone is about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Riviera Maya, some of those hotels would be 20 minutes. That'd be the closest to the airport. And then if you're going down as far as Tulum, you're looking at about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, down to Tulum.
Yeah. Great. And will we discuss just the areas to stay and why you should stay in those areas?
Give us an idea of what, like, put it on the table in terms of what, how is Cancun made up? Because lots of us haven't been there. Like, I didn't even realise how close Cancun was to Riviera Maya and Tulum.
I could give you a 30-year-old welcome meeting.
Perfect. Do that. Condense it into three and go.
Well, you've got Cancun. You've got downtown Cancun, which is where the locals live. And then you've got an area called the hotel zone, as Linda was saying off air. One side of it looks into the lagoon and the other side looks into the ocean. And it's actually man-made. It's reclaimed land. It looks like a seven. From the
looks
air,
like the number seven.
It looks like the number seven.
Okay.
So it's a strip of land with hotels. And on the beach side, you've got exactly what we said, that turquoise water and those white sandy beaches. We call it air-conditioned sand. I've referenced this before. You know, in the Caribbean, the way they've got the air-conditioned sand.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how hot it gets. It doesn't get too hot that you can't walk on it. So the hotel zone would be the main hub. Purpose-built resort that has an abundance of hotels for all levels, whether you want adults only or you want the family-friendly that we were talking about, whether you want all-inclusive or you want room-only, there's even the option for self-catering.
Small hotels, medium-sized, big hotels, boutique hotels. Like, it's 14 kilometres long, full of hotels.
Wow. Okay, wow.
One after the other. Serviced by the local public transport. Local bus service is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
One road up, one road down. Brings you into downtown Cancun. It's very westernized.
Yeah.
Again, very much, as we said earlier, geared towards the American and the Canadian markets.
Okay.
So you've got fantastic shopping malls.
Yeah.
You know, with the big US department stores. In the hotel zone itself, you know, you name a US food chain, they're there. They're represented.
Okay.
Represented from restaurants down to your Starbucks coffee to your Haagen-Dazs or your Ben and Jerry's. And again, a great selection of shopping centres.
Yeah.
Bars, restaurants.
Nightclubs. Coco Bongos, the famous nightclub that goes on all night long. That's there. I've never been.
Yeah.
I've seen the outside.
I believe. For anyone listening,
actually.
I think, Linda's nose is growing.
I've heard of people that have gone, though.
I'm sitting Mireta here quietly.
Staying quiet. That's it. Judge, jury, and executioner. Yeah.
I'm very grateful that there was no social media when I was on the day. Whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it there. But it is very westernized and very commercialized. And it was the original holiday destination. You're very well catered for.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
will have all the comforts that you want. And then if you move further down the coastline, there's an area called the Riviera Maya, which was where you would be.
So I would have seen a lot of hotels down there. So the likes of, say, the Dream Sapphire, the Dreams Riviera, two really fabulous hotels. They're about 20 minutes from the airport and they are all gated like a resort in the middle of nowhere as such.
Okay.
But so much to do there. So you've got like 9 bars, 8 restaurants. You can eat in a different restaurant every night. You've got water sports. You've got the beach. You've got...
Because they're on the coast. So like, they're all beachfront locations.
You've got 3 or 4 pools. You have entertainment during the day. You have entertainment at night time. So you wouldn't even need to leave the resort, you know, unless you wanted to do a day trip.
The hotels in Riviera Maya are very much kind of an all-inclusive offering and massive resorts in their own right with lots of accommodation, lots of restaurant
and
bar
options.
You
could have 10 different room types, from the lead-in garden view room to swim-up rooms to oceanfront rooms to suites, like all different room types as well.
Okay, great. Wow.
They're fabulous.
Yeah. The Dreams and Secrets resorts that are now part of the Hyatt inclusive collection would be very well known in the Irish market.
Yes, yes.
You know, they're very well represented
Secrets
between
would be
Mexico
your,
and the Dominican Republic.
Your adult-only Secrets. And then Dreams is for families and for adults as well. If you want a lower price range and you don't mind the kids, you can still have that adult-only feel in some areas of the Dreams resorts.
Okay, they're that large.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
The landscaping is fantastic. It's just, you know, that lush greenery that you expect from the Caribbean. So you've got the turquoise water, the white powdered sandy beaches, and then you've got the lush gardens. And they're just very, very well laid out, these resorts.
So it kind of feels less developed. Is that how it is? Like
well,
as in less
flat.
High rise.
Yeah. It wouldn't be high rise. So the Riviera Maya, as you go down, it would be a lot of the resorts are the
built into all of the forest
into
areas,
the greenery.
And the greenery
When you're going into them, you're kind of going,
Where am I going? Yeah.
Like, where am I going? Because you're kind of in the middle of greenery, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like fields, you know, that kind of way. And then you come up to the gates and security is really good as well. Like if you're not staying there, you're not getting in, you know, that kind of way. So all gated and then you go in. And then a lot of these hotels, when you first arrive, their lobbies are amazing. So your first impression when you walk in is like, wow, look at this. Look where I'm staying. Yeah.
Some of the room types, you would actually need golf cart buggies for your luggage to be delivered down and to get around. They are vast. And the region is very flat, so it's not mountainous.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of difficult to get a reference point. And it does feel that it's going on forever. There's a lovely feeling of space around resorts.
Great. Yeah.
You don't feel like you're confined.
Yeah. And then like if you want out, you can get out, you can get an Uber. And head to Cancun if you wanted to do some shopping or something, or to one of the malls.
Or you can, like the concierge at the reception area, they're brilliant for organising day trips. Like we did a day trip to Chichen Itza.
Yeah.
And we did the Tulum ruins. Yeah. You know, there's loads of day trips. Like if you feel like you want a day away from the resort, but like it was interesting. I went one time with my two sisters and we went down to the Tulum ruins and we had a walk around and it was lovely to see, but my two sisters were going to me, when are we getting back to the all-inclusive? They just wanted to get back to the luxury.
So that's the hotel zone and that's Riviera Maya. Where else?
And then further, just below the Riviera Maya, you then come to the town of Playa del Carmen.
Yes, I've been there.
Yeah,
that was
so
lovely.
Playa del Carmen would be where, if you are on a cruise and you stop in Cozumel.
Yep.
And he transfers over to the mainland, you arrive into Playa del Carmen. So Playa del Carmen is a lot smaller, more intimate. So if you want a little bit more of, say, a village feel.
Yeah, I agree.
But it has built up a lot over the years. It's got the original area of Playa Car, which is where, again, would be home to a lot of the all-inclusive hotels. So the likes of the Iberostar chain or the Riu chain, they would have quite a few properties in the Playa Car area, which is just outside Playa del Carmen. But within Playa del Carmen itself, there's a lot of new boutique-style hotels. The Reef 28 comes to mind straight away. Beautiful property, you know, with the rooftop pools. It's right on Fifth Avenue. So the main the main street in Playa del Carmen, which is pedestrianised, is called Fifth Avenue. And then you've got an abundance of restaurants, shops, small little boutique-y style hotels. And onto the beach, you've got beach clubs. You know, there's sections of the beach where you would pay, like Ibiza style beach clubs there. There is a bit of everything in Playa del Carmen. It's just that little bit more relaxed, but still very westernised. You've still got your Starbucks on the corner. Yeah. You've got Sephora. Ladies, if you forget your makeup bag, Sephora is there. But just on a smaller scale. And, you know, you can get out and walk around just that little bit
more. I liked it. Like, we were on a ship that docked in Cozumel and we got the tender over to Playa del Carmen. And it was a nice village feel.
Yeah.
There was a nice kind of resort vibe about the place in terms of, like, the hotels were right on the beach. They looked really, really pretty. And then we could just wander and do a bit of shopping. And
I think it depends on what you want out of the holiday. If you want the all-inclusive five-star resort.
Yes.
Especially for honeymooners, they might just want that for the week.
Yeah, to chill and relax.
Yeah, but for people like, for me, I like to leave the hotel and have a wander.
Yeah.
And see what's in the village or in the little town. So that's, you know, so there's something for everybody.
Great.
Yeah. And you've sat on a plane for long enough. So, you know, the Mayan culture is stunning. Mind-boggling. It will rival any other culture.
Yeah.
And I do believe they discovered chocolate.
Wow.
So they were the culture that discovered chocolate.
The best people in the world.
Great people.
I have to say as well, I just have to mention the service, like the Mexican people. I just found they were so nice. They couldn't do enough for you. And it was just five-star service all the
way.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I don't think I've been anywhere in the world where I've had that service.
Okay.
Yeah. Really, really
even
good.
Even in housekeeping, you know, the standard that your room is clean to on a daily basis is unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. So from housekeeping to the service that you get in the restaurants or at the bar or even at reception, just having a chat. They're lovely, friendly.
Yeah, lovely.
You're right to call that out, Linda. Yeah.
And then keeping with the resorts, Tulum, you could stay in Tulum.
Absolutely. It's really starting to become, say, what Playa del Carmen was 20 years ago.
Okay.
So again, that villagey feel. Tulum is famous for the ruins, the Mayan ruins, because it's one of the few Mayan ruins that's actually on the coast.
Yeah,
a lot of
amazing.
Mayan ruins are inland. So that picture that you can visualize of the ruins, on the coast is Tulum. And I suppose as things develop, they're moving further down in there. And you have like Dreams Tulum. Again,
there's secrets in Tulum now as well.
So you're getting that five-star, all-inclusive, fantastic service, but in a more relaxed, calm surroundings.
Okay.
So you've got the town of Tulum, which would be smaller than Playa del Carmen again.
Yeah.
Certainly wouldn't be as westernised as the other two resorts. But
Tulum
it will
is
have
more of a real Mexico feel.
Yeah.
As opposed to the westernised hotel zone, for example.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're going to go all the way to Mexico, it would be nice to feel like you're in Mexico too.
Yeah. So great. Four choices, all quite unique and all offering something different. And Click and Go properties in all of those.
In all of those places,
And really, I think what's coming across is, even if it's a case of getting the Mexican feel, it probably is more an all-inclusive destination in terms of
that's where the value is going to be.
Okay.
If you're in Cancun, if you're not all inclusive, it's going to add up.
Okay.
You know, if you're eating out on a daily basis and you're eating minimum two meals out, you're looking at the big chains. So from a price perspective, and it's very much the US mentality where it's the tipping as well,
high
level of tipping. So that really does add up. You know, you choose all inclusive. There is some fantastic value and it's of a very, very good quality. That doesn't mean that you can't eat out.
You know, but
you don't have to. So
that the value for money is in the all inclusive, and particularly the Dreams and the Secrets, because it's like nine different restaurants. You could be going to a French restaurant one night, a Mexican, and an Italian. Like the choice, you can do buffet if you like. You can eat as much as you want, and then the drinks are all premium drinks. For example, in those chains, so it's not the local vodkas or the local spirits. It's all top level.
The quality and choice is absolutely there.
Drinks
is absolutely there. So going back to what you were asking there, Paul, absolutely, I would
so
go
stick
all
to the all-inclusive, irrespective of really almost where you go,
because
you're going to get the value.
Yeah.
And Dreams and Secrets, I think loads of people know. Other than Dreams and Secrets, what brands?
Yeah, the Ryu.
There's two lovely Ryu hotels in Cancun.
Yeah, the Ryu Cancun would be really popular with the kind of the younger. It used to be families, but it's now adult only. So it's 18 plus.
Yeah.
So the Ryu Cancun is a really good one in the hotel zone. The Ryu Caribe is another one that's really good. The Ryu Palace Las Americas is another one. So those three would be in the hotel zone itself. There are three really good options.
And the Iberostars, you obviously know, Paul, you own the business. But the product that we've got for all of these destinations, Linda has gone through.
Yeah.
So we're not just offering everything.
Yeah.
We're offering what we know and we believe is good value. And there's something there catering for everybody.
And I think it's great to have the two of you on board in terms of you having lived and worked there and Linda having been and visited the properties as well, because we're taking that knowledge into the sales team, into the people that the customers are going to be phoning when they're asking questions, because they may not be familiar. And then the holiday support team as well, in terms of just building up the knowledge, because I just love when there's a new destination and something new to learn about and something new for the Irish consumer.
Yeah, and it was really exciting to see it come on board. It really was.
Fair play to Angus. Good on you. Another new route.
Yeah. And when would be the best time to visit?
Well, Aer Lingus, their new route is going to start in January and it's going to run through to the 29th of April, which is actually capturing high season, with the exception of, say, Christmas. Christmas would be high season in Cancun. But that time of year, you're outside of, you know, the humidity that you get in the Caribbean
in the summer.
From June until September time. So you're going there for the best time of year, least amount of humidity.
Great.
Which always helps with the hairstyles. Yep. And you're outside of hurricane season as well, because where the region is located, it will be susceptible to hurricanes.
Later in the year is good as well. November, December, excluding Christmas, because Christmas time is really expensive.
Yeah.
Easter is very popular, but again, just before June and that humidity starts to kick in.
Yeah.
So it's an all-year-round resort.
Yes. Yeah,
it's an all-year-round resort.
So 12 months of the year, Aer Lingus or January to April, that four-month block, three times a week, direct out of Dublin, 11-hour flight, like just the convenience.
Yeah.
What can be popular as well is the twin centres.
Yeah, talk to us a bit about those.
So you can do, say, New York for three nights, fly to New York with Aer Lingus for three nights and get an internal flight down to Cancun and then fly home from Cancun with Aer Lingus on the direct
service. And we can package all of that together.
And we can package all that together, yeah. Just give the sales team a call and we'll package that up together.
Because that's a lovely combo. And it's also splitting the outbound journey.
Yeah.
Like the inbound is probably a little bit easier because, as you said, you're coming back overnight.
Yeah. And especially if you do New York when it's cold, you're doing the kind of 3 days in New York where it's cold. And
which
then
it will be January, February, March.
Yeah.
And then you're going to fly down to Cancun, which I think it's only about 5 hours, maybe 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
And then you're going into the heat, like it's, you know, the best of both there.
Yeah, so that's a lovely idea, New York and Cancun. And you would do exactly as you say, you would do New York first.
Do New York first and then down, yeah. And then Vegas as well in Cancun.
Oh,
that's
brilliant.
A really popular option as well.
And Aer Lingus are direct into Vegas, so we can match that with.
So you could do four or five nights in Vegas and then fly to Cancun and do your 7 nights all-inclusive there and come home. Again, that's really popular with honeymooners, doing that twin center option.
They're really good ideas. Like they're, you know, because you're going that far and if you're going to go to Cancun and you are going to chill in the resort possibly because like it is just lovely to relax and have a proper holiday. Maybe doing the Twin Center beforehand and getting New York or Vegas.
Yeah.
Like we've done Vegas podcasts and there's just so much sightseeing to do. Yeah. And we've done New York with you recently, Linda, for all of the stuff that there is to do in New York. So you've kind of got the busyness out of the way first.
Yeah, exactly.
And you reward yourself.
Yeah.
With,
and then relax.
Relax on the beach.
And what can you tell us about day trips from Cancun that you can do while you're on holidays there?
Yeah, well, I've done two of them. I've done the Chichen Itza, which was, it's like nearly a full day trip. Okay. So you get picked up from your hotel in the morning. It's about an hour and a half from there inland into Chichen Itza. So it's one of the seven wonders of the world. So it's like over 1,000 years old. And it's just lovely to walk around and see it, and then you can go for a spot of lunch there, and then you come back then on the bus. So that was really good to do.
And is it a town? Is it Mayan ruins? Or
it's Mayan ruins, like it's pyramids, like in the middle of nowhere.
So Chichen Itza, I've heard the name, but I don't know it.
So, like going back to what I said earlier, the Mayan culture is fascinating. And the Mayan people, and you will still see, you know, the descendants of them within the Yucatan Peninsula where Cancun is. So they're the Mexicans that are a little bit smaller and have a mouthful of silver teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Their necks are a little bit shorter and they just smile at you. And with the teeth, that used to be a currency. So it goes back in their history. The more silver teeth you had, the more money you had. And if you went to markets and you just smiled at people and they saw how many silver teeth you had, that was the currency.
I never heard that story.
But when you go to Chichen Itza, it's a sacred burial site. They give you the background to the Mayan people. And there's examples of these burial sites all over the Yucatan Peninsula, but one of the most famous, as it's one of the seven wonders of the world, is Chichen Itza. So that pyramid that you see, you know, with the steps up, that is Chichen Itza. There's a ball game they used to play, but they used to play it to the death. And do you remember, did you get to show that
like
beside
hurling?
Chichen
Itza? Was it kind of like hurling?
It's like, it would be like hurling, and I forget what they call it, but they would play it to the death. Like it is. So like when I went to Chichen Itza, I've climbed it. Used to be able to climb it, but they've stopped that because people kept falling down.
There's also a show that you can go to in the Xcaret Park, which is another kind of trip outside of your resort, that play the ball game in the amphitheatre.
Yeah, Kukan,
that's where I've seen
called.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. So like the region is very flat and it's limestone.
Yes.
So underneath they've got what they call cenote wells. So they're these underground caves. So Xcaret, that
you
Linda,
can go and swim in them.
That mentioned. So it's like this natural theme park that's
wow.
built around the Mayan history. So they've got the amphitheatre where they do shows, but then they will have dug out these underground caves, into these underground caves that you can snorkel down in these crystal clear waters. So there's nothing but cenote wells, and then the Shell Ha, which is another theme park, but it's a natural theme park is the best way to describe it.
Like really there's, cool. You can do zip lining as well. You can do, you know, the ATV.
Yes.
You know, you can go around the
like
park.
Like a jungle tour.
Yeah, like jungle tours. Yeah.
We did Tulum, which was stunning. And, you know, I guess because it was close to Playa del Carmen, but to have the ruins on the coast.
Yeah. And it's one of the few.
And like
Mayan
ruins. You're, exactly. Mm. Because we had seen quite a few in different ports of call. And like, it's just breathtaking that it is so close to the coast. And you have people swimming in the Caribbean right at the, you know.
Yeah.
The,
and then there's this
the
famous ruin. Yeah. Yeah. Overlooking
the history. Like, it's
fantastic.
Incredible. Like, when you think of the Egyptians and the Mexicans and the whole pyramid history and the Mayan culture and so ahead
and if
of
that
its time.
If that doesn't rock your boat, then you do have the fun day trips as well.
Yeah.
So you can go on the catamaran. You know, you can go out to Isla Mujeres, which is the small little coastal island that's just off the coast of the hotel zone, the Island of Women. So there's hotels now on Isla Mujeres as well. But you can go on the catamarans that, you know,
brilliant.
And a half day afternoon, Jill's getting really excited because she's been just on a catamaran trip in Barbados.
Yeah,
so you
cool.
know what I mean.
Yeah.
Or like that, they've got like the speedboats, the mini speedboats that go around the lagoon in Cancun.
Yeah.
So you can self-drive these mini speedboats.
Brilliant.
So if you're an adrenaline junkie, you can tick the box. Or if you like the history and the culture, which is fascinating, they've got a lot of trips. So if you're going for, you know, what's the ideal time to go to Cancun? I would say 10 days is perfect.
Yeah.
And just with the days of the week that Aer Lingus are flying, you know, you could fly out on a Tuesday and nearly fly back the following Saturday.
Yeah.
Would be ideal. Yeah. And you're landing in on the Sunday morning. So that
perfect.
Works really well.
Yeah.
And you've got a perfect, you know, combination of beautiful resort, top class, top quality hotel stay. But then, you know, every other day, do minimum two trips out of the hotel, you know, to get a feel of where you are and what the people are about and what the region has to offer.
And Linda, just before we wrap up, from a price point of view, what's kind of, just to give people a guideline as to what they can expect with the Aer Lingus direct flights.
Okay, so you're looking at, for say, 7-night stay all-inclusive in a lead-in 3-star all-inclusive, about $1,499 per person.
Okay.
And then it goes up 4-star dreams, say $1,899 per person for a week. And then if you want the really nice secrets, adult only, like for the honeymooners, you'd be talking about $2,399 for a week.
Still a very
so
good
that's
price. Still,
all inclusive. Like
still
you literally
less than $5,000 yeah. for a couple yeah. to get mm-hmm. Aer Lingus direct flights.
Yeah,
5-star, amazing luxury.
And when you're there, if you're doing all inclusive, you literally will not spend a penny.
No. Yeah.
Unless you're doing a day trip, you
that,
won't
that's
spend
all
a penny.
You will spend.
That's okay. all yeah. you will spend. And then maybe some dollars for the staff or some tips.
Yeah.
Now, tipping in the resorts is not compulsory. It's not like, you know, in the US where it's compulsory. You can tip them or you don't have to tip them. But obviously, you know, they're lovely people. Yeah. So you feel like you want to tip
them.
So
you would use US dollars?
US dollars.
US dollars. Yeah. Okay. Widely accepted. Mexican peso is the national currency, but within the resort
areas,
it's US
dollars. No visa
required
for Mexico.
No visa requirements. You do have to go through immigration when you arrive. And you
and
do
your passport has to be
6 months valid after you return. And they will, sometimes, in some cases, they will look for your return airline ticket.
Yeah.
Just to prove that you're going back.
Yeah.
But that's it.
So there's some great, great ideas, Jill, in terms of, you know, maximising that brand new direct flight with Aer Lingus that operates from January to April 2026. And then the fact that we have it year round.
We do have it year round.
On other Aer Lingus connecting services into New York or into Vegas or into other US gateways.
Yeah, through Toronto as well is really good connections with Air Canada.
So if the honeymoon is at a different time of the year, we can still sort you out.
Yeah.
If the family holiday is at a different time of the year, we can still sort you out. And I really think that idea of the Twin Center, New York and Cancun or Vegas and Cancun is a really nice combo.
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant.
Great. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to follow us on our social media channels, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and we have a YouTube channel. Please subscribe. Thanks again for listening. Bye, guys.
Thank you very much for coming in, Linda and Mairead. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks, Jill, for sorting that out.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.